Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I am Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us for another podcast. Today, we thought we'd talk a little bit about vitamins. I don't think we've talked about vitamins, have we?
Not multivitamins.
We haven't had like a specific topic or podcast on multivitamins.
No, but before we start talking about vitamins, I would just like to say that we also have six children in our home right now.
Oh, yes.
And so there
might be some
background activity going on. So don't mind any screaming or slamming of doors going on behind us. We have to podcast while we're having the back-to-school sleepover.
Exactly. They're having a great time. So back to our podcast, back to our vitamins. Thought we'd talk a little bit about vitamins because we get asked all the time about vitamins and which vitamins should I take. And, you know, it is crazy how many vitamins I see in the colon that are still complete and whole. Like they haven't even been broken down.
Right.
So you know that they're not going to get any benefit from that vitamin because if I'm finding it in the colon,
they probably didn't get any.
It's on its way out.
Yeah. Literally pooping their money right out.
That's right. It's on its way out. So, and those are, you know, there are vitamins that you can buy at Costco.
And let's back up a second because you say vitamins. Like there's tons of vitamins on the market. I mean, you can buy vitamins for calcium, vitamin B, vitamin D, vitamin C. You know, you could buy all these. A lot of people are taking a one a day multivitamin,
right?
And there's tons of options for one a day multis out there for men, for women, for men over 40, for women over 40, for men over 50, for women over 50. I mean, it's ridiculous. It really is. And when we have patients coming in asking us about vitamins, primarily it's not necessarily about a multi. It's about I'm taking like 20 different vitamins.
Right.
What shouldn't I be taking? What I tell people all the time is you and I are not huge fans of people taking lots of vitamins, right? You know, your body wants to get vitamins and minerals from real food, not synthetic capsules, okay? So we would much rather you be digesting well and eating real food.
Exactly.
Right? And so that's one thing. But, you know, our food is depleted these days. Even if you're eating greens and you're eating whole grains and all those things, you know, our soil is depleted. And so we are also big fans of taking a good multi, okay? Because you can never get too many vitamins and minerals, right? But the problem is when we talk specifically about multivitamins, we were just saying there's so many on the market right now. And most of them are compressed capsules that are synthetically made in a lab and are so compressed, then what's happening is you're finding them in the colon,
right?
Because they just don't have time to break down in the body. So people are taking these in. And there's, I mean, people are primarily getting them from places like Costco and Sam's Club.
And, Vitamin Shop.
Yeah, they're buying the huge, you know, bottle of multis.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, you get what you pay for, right? Let's say with those things. But I think the more important aspect of the multivitamin is making sure you're taking something that is doing something for you, right? So I ask people all the time, like, okay, so when did you start taking the multivitamin? They'll tell me, oh, like a year ago. Okay, well, do you feel different taking it? And they'll be like, no, I'm just taking it because my doctor said I should take one or my friend told me I should be taking one. Okay, whenever you take something, you should feel different, okay? Like there's a purpose for you taking it, so you should have more energy. You should sleep better. Right? Maybe your skin looks better. Maybe your hair looks better. Maybe your nails look better. I mean, those are all kind of key indications that especially a multi is working for you.
Right.
Okay. And if you're not feeling those things, then you're probably wasting your money by taking a multivitamin.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I just want to say that if you are taking a multivitamin, you are better off taking a vitamin that is in powder form in a capsule as opposed to, or like a gel cap, as opposed to a hard compressed tablet, mm-hmm. Similar to like the vitamins that you buy at, like Tina mentioned already, I think she mentioned Costco and Sam's, you know, you get these big containers, jars of these hard compressed pills, tablets, and they don't even break down, mm-hmm. you know, so you do not get anything. You do not get anything from that. You know, the vegetables and the fruit that we eat, and what Tina was saying about our vegetables and our fruit, I mean, we don't get the same amount of nutrient that we might have 50 years ago, you know, because the soil is different.
Right. Like the head of lettuce that you and I eat has much less vitamins and minerals than the head of lettuce your grandma ate.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And that's just a fact. I mean, so even though we're eating that head of lettuce and that's good, we should also be supplementing our greens with some type of multi.
Right. Yeah. So you know, the greens and the vegetables, okay, the colored vegetables, you know, you're going to get different nutrients from all of these different vegetables. You know, you're going to get different vitamins, different nutrients, antioxidants. And so the combination of all of that is so crucial for your body, okay? Because this is how your cells function, okay? You've got thousands of chemical reactions going on in your body all the time, and your body produces proteins, enzymes, I mean, you name it. Your body is constantly making stuff, and the building blocks for it to be able to make this stuff comes from the food that you eat, from the nutrients. And then to what Tina was saying, as far as supplementing, all right, so even if you are getting greens and eating your salad every day and getting, you know, good variety of different vegetables and getting some fruit in your diet, it does not hurt mm-hmm. to supplement in addition to that, like with a green capsule.
Right. And if you're not eating greens at all, because you don't like greens, you don't know how to prepare greens, whatever it is, you absolutely must supplement your greens.
Yes.
You are going to have a very hard time building a healthy body, building healthy cells without green vegetables, mm-hmm. okay? So this is where like our gastro greens come in, right? We wanted to do a podcast to talk about the gastro greens because there's so many misconceptions about what the gastro greens are and why should I take them? Why are they important, okay? Because we recommend everyone be on the gastro greens, okay? Again, mainly because we're not eating enough greens to begin with. And even if you are eating greens, they're nutritionally depleted, mm-hmm. right? But taking something like the gastro greens instead of taking 10 other vitamins, right? Because it's going to give you the vitamins and minerals from several different vegetables and fruits that you need, but in a capsule form. It's basically green food that's been dried and pulverized and put into a capsule, okay? Mm-hmm. So instead of taking a synthetic capsule made in a lab, you're literally taking green food and absorbing it, okay? And the other benefit to our greens versus some of the other greens I've seen on the market is that our greens come built with enzymes mm-hmm. in them. So you know how we have enzymes in a separate bottle for people to take when they eat meals, right? But our greens actually have enzymes in it so that you can have that extra support to break down those greens that you're taking through capsule form so that you can benefit from them even more.
Exactly.
Okay. And that is really crucial in taking a green or any multivitamin, is making sure you're benefiting from what you're taking and spending money on. Okay. So when people get on our greens, they might not notice it within a couple weeks like they do, let's say, with the enzymes and the probiotics, because the greens are working systemically on the whole body. But after a month or two, people start noticing a huge difference in mm-hmm. how they feel. And that's what should happen. You should notice a huge difference in how you feel when you start taking a super healthy multivitamin, okay? So we just wanted to talk a little bit about that. We wanted to talk a little about, you know, some of the other stuff that's on the market, maybe, you know, why it's not that good for you. And if you're spending money on it, please consider shifting that spending and spending it on gastro greens instead, so you can actually see a difference in how you feel when you're taking something like this.
I agree. And a lot of people will ask us if their kids can take these greens. Mm-hmm. And absolutely, Their kids can take this. We actually, our son, our 12-year-old, we give him greens. And, you know, and it's funny because we give him greens, we give him a probiotic, and we give him detox. Mm-hmm. And we really notice a difference mm-hmm. when he doesn't take him.
Yeah, there'll be days like, we'll have a couple days go by where we're busy, we're running out the door, you know, so we don't take our supplements like we should, right? And it happens to everybody. But I'll tell you, for him especially, he is a different boy when he does not take his supplements every day. And I just think it's, you know, these things, the building blocks of the body, whether it's, you know, the green food, cleaning the body out with the detox, filling the body with the good bacteria, with the probiotics, it makes a huge difference in mood, mm-hmm. okay? And it's so important in these kind of preteens, teenagers who are going through adolescence and their, you know, their hormones are all over the place, you know. It's so important for them to get these building blocks that they need to have a healthy body, a healthy brain, you know, the healthy hormones so that they can stay sane, you know. That's I really true. See a huge difference in him.
Yeah. No, I think it's so important. And, you know, and we give our kids green juice. We give them green juice every day. I mean, they're not drinking like a tall glass of it, but we give them a little bit, like a little shot glass of green juice. So they get that. And, you know, in addition to Tina makes a salad every day, and we try to get greens in other ways. But, you know, honestly, you can never get enough greens,
right.
is my opinion. I think that especially if you live here in the United States, very difficult because of the standard American diet. So you can't get enough greens with a standard American diet. So if you are looking for a green supplement, something to supplement in your diet in addition to the greens you're already doing, or if you're not doing any greens at all, please get on the greens. Mm-hmm. We have an amazing green supplement that we sell. It's called the Gastro Greens, and you can find them on our website, www.drlizcruz.com, and order some and get on the greens. Yeah. You will notice a difference.
Yeah, and the capsules are a little bit big, so if you want to give them to a kid, you can open those capsules and you can put the powder in food, you can put it in a smoothie. I know we've had a lot of patients who'll take the capsules, open them, and put them in their smoothies, mm-hmm. so that's totally fine. But just get it in your body every day.
Amen. All right. Well, we are going to bring this podcast to an end. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.